Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in for another message of common sense values designed to make Old Glory great again. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have another subject here that I would like to discuss, and it involves the number of questions that I asked and wrote about in the year 2000. Starts out by asking five questions. What do our children need? What does our government need? What do our corporations need? What does our legal profession need? And what does our medical profession need? Well, here we go. These questions are profound. As with most profound questions, one could write a book giving the long answer to each question. However, there is often a short answer that says all it needs to say. And so in seeking the short answer, one needs to ask, is there a common denominator among these questions that will enable a short answer to hit the mark? And in my view, there is. The short answer to each question is leadership. They need leaders. They need leaders. Seeking an answer to what our children need most is not rocket science. It's basic. A child needs parents who are leaders that they can look up to, admire, be proud of, and wish to emulate. They need parents who will walk tall and walk straight. They need parents who have integrity and sets a high moral example. They need parents who are positive and do their best every day to excel at whatever they do. They need parents who are responsible to society and pull their own load to the best of their ability. They need parents who have goals and good habits. They need parents who do their best to encourage them, inspire them, and love them. And they need parents who expect all these things from their children. This is what our children need. Leaders. Leadership gives them a target to shoot for, and that's all they need. All other physical, financial, or spiritual needs will be adequately provided when this type of parental guidance and example is set. My view of being a leader is much more than just being in charge or having those who follow. A true leader is honest, inspiring, a positive thinker, a goal setter, a hard worker, and an example setter. A true leader is a moral person. How can one be a real leader without these qualities? Given this definition of leadership, is this not what our government also needs? If the president is honest, inspiring, and a positive thinker, if the president is a national goal setter, a hard worker, and an example setter, and if the president is a moral person, wouldn't our government then be a shining star to the world? If the president were such a leader, would it not inspire senators and representatives, cabinet officers and staff members to live and act likewise? Would it not inspire the Justice Department to diligently investigate and prosecute any wrongdoing? Moral, ethical, and forward-thinking leadership in government is exactly what we need and nothing else. Given this definition of leadership, is this not what our government also needs? If the president is honest, inspiring, and a positive thinker, if the president were such a leader, would it not inspire senators and representatives, cabinet officers and staff members to live and act likewise? Would it not inspire the Justice Department to diligently investigate and prosecute any wrongdoing. Moral, ethical, and forward-thinking leadership in government is exactly what we need and nothing else. Now, what do corporations need? Exactly the same thing. All corporations need a moral, ethical, and forward-thinking leader. Such a leader inspires employees to a higher level of performance and ethics. A motivated, ethical team promotes confidence and pride among shareholders and customers. Such a leader discourages cutting corners or other activity that may lessen a product's value or endanger an employee or customer. Such a leader enhances the corporate reputation for forthrightness and dependability. Moral, ethical, and forward-thinking leadership in corporations is exactly what they need. Now, what do our schools need? Leaders. The same attributes previously mentioned would do wonders for our educational institutions. School principals and superintendents with these qualities would keep the focus on motivating teachers and students to excel. They would manage for results. They would not permit a single child to exit school without acceptable levels of reading, writing, and arithmetic skills. They would hammer home to students and parents alike that dark futures await the poorly educated and exciting bright futures for the motivated, well-educated graduate. Their emphasis on honesty and integrity and the payoff that accompanies it would be inspirational to students and staff. Large classrooms, small classrooms, old buildings peeling paint, or new brick facades would mean very little to enthusiastic, well-led students who understand the future value of their work and study. Great motivated minds have evolved from candlelight and from classrooms, whether hot or cold. The key is motivation, and the key to motivation is leadership. Moral, ethical, and forward-thinking leadership is exactly what educational institutions need. Now, what does the legal profession need? Well, the profession needs moral, ethical, forward-thinking lawyers and judges. There is nothing wrong with the legal profession, except lawyers and judges who do not qualify as leaders, as previously described. Many of today's lawsuits are frivolous and without grounds. They are filed by unethical lawyers who are willing to file any lawsuit, regardless of merit, in which they believe they have a chance of forcing someone to settle. Many of today's lawyers examine each potential lawsuit merely on the basis of their chance of squeezing money from it, as opposed to meritorious claims. The legal profession needs lawyers who walk tall and straight, lawyers who refuse to file suit without merit, lawyers who play by ethical rules and demand the same of their clients. And the legal profession needs lawyers who report and demand disbarment of lawyers who cross the ethical line. And the profession needs judges who will sanction and or disbar such behavior. Moral, ethical, forward-thinking lawyers is what the legal profession needs. Now, what does the medical profession need? Leaders. Leaders who continue their medical education to stay up to date on modern procedures. Leaders who will stand up to insurers or HMOs when the best needed procedures are being resisted. Leaders who will stand up to hospitals when the health of their patient is at stake. Leaders who charge Medicaid or Medicare exactly what they should charge and only for the needed procedures. Moral, ethical, forward-thinking leaders in the medical profession is exactly what they need. Now, what can you do? Whatever you are or hope to become, be a leader as described herein. Be a moral, ethical, forward-thinking leader, and you will inspire others in your profession or skill to do likewise. Motivation is the key, and you can be a motivating leader. Folks, I'd like to bring you another thought. Tuesday, February 4th, 2020, President Trump gave the State of the Union address. Nothing, absolutely nothing happened to give any American the right to admire or appreciate the Democrat Party. The president, in his report to the nation, gave many facts that would cause any real red-blooded American who roots for his country over his party reason to stand and cheer loud and long. The president gave facts that prove America and Americans are vastly better off today than they have ever been in all of the years since our founding. The Republicans and most of the guests were on their feet cheering wildly for the good news. If my memory is correct, they gave the president 112 standing ovations. But for the most part, the Democrats sat on their hands, looking sullen, disappointed, and angry. The Democrats prove that no news is desired or appreciated if it happens while a Republican is in the high office. When the president finished, Nancy Pelosi, like a spoiled brat and extremely disrespectful, ripped up her copy of the speech proudly for all to see. She does not deserve to serve in the House, much less as Speaker. She needs to resign now. In the Democrat Party of today, socialism and hatred are on the march. But thankfully, President Trump and the Republican leadership are pushing back. Thank you, Mr. President, from Old Glory Network. And thank you, Rush Limbaugh, for the tireless work to make America great even before Trump came down the escalator. Ladies and gentlemen, as we sign off today, remember that yes, you can become a millionaire, and that nothing is more precious than your freedom. Tune in each week to Old Glory Network podcast and be motivated to improve your life, improve your opportunities, and help us make Old Glory great again. You know, if you are a conservative, then you will want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. If you are not a conservative, then you need to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. Call your friends and relatives. Encourage them to listen. And then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. If you love America, then help us keep it. And remember this, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. Or if you would like to order his complete album of Cowboy's Revenge, you can do so at Texana Records at info@krwoodproductions.com or by calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood himself has some great cowboy music and Western history. Ask about those when you call. And be sure to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com for more information. And happy trails till we meet again.